Thank you again for listening to our program this morning. We're grateful for the opportunity that we have from the Oakland Church of Christ to share messages with you on a daily basis. We get comments from time to time from people who do listen, and we appreciate the good encouragement that you share with us. It certainly is helpful and makes us want to continue that. So thank you for the comments that we hear along those lines. You know, this week we've talked about a few different things. We started the week with talking about the importance of valuing the Word of God, how the psalmist describes that as great treasure, as one who finds great treasure in the Word. We want to make sure that we think about the Word from that perspective. We talked about the importance of taking sin seriously. Sin is a violation of God's Word, and we might even say it's a violation of what we value as great treasure. And so if we value it as a great treasure, we certainly want to take that which violates it seriously. And then on Wednesday, we talked about making no provision for sin, no provision for the flesh, and the importance of that, and really hardening our resolve to do that. And so today, what I want to do is think about what our everyday actions need to be like. We know that there are times that being a Christian and being a servant of God it's not very hard. It's easy sometimes when circumstances are in our favor. But the opposite of that is also true. And there are times that it is difficult. And maybe it's difficult because of poor choices we make or things that we don't do. But we want to just think about that and things we can do on an everyday basis. And so I would start with the passage of Luke 9 and verse 23 that says, Jesus speaking here says, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." You know, I have a great opportunity and a great chance to work with young people in sports. We talk a lot about what it takes to be good at what you do. And so, for example, you really can't be a good player, whatever sport that may be, basketball or baseball or whatever, just because you wish for it. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of focus. It takes a lot of work. It takes you working at it on a very regular and really a daily basis. And you know, the same is true of our service to the Lord. If you're taking the time to listen today, then I would assume you care enough that you want to be better in your service to God. Is it enough for us to just say that? Is it enough for us to just say, hey, I want to do better or I want to be better? Or is it really something that we need to work at on a daily basis? You know, I heard a story one time of a young man who commented about an older preacher. And the older preacher was a very well-learned, well-studied man. And the younger man said to him, he said, "I would give half my life to know the Bible the way that you do." The older preacher just smiled at him and he said, "Well, good, because that's exactly what it cost me." And I hope you understand what he meant by that. What he meant was, if you totaled up all the hours and all the days over all the years of my life that I have studied to be able to be a well-versed, a well-learned man in the scripture, it probably cost me about half my life. And I think we can use the same analogy, you know, in terms of someone who is trying to get better as an athlete, you know, the one that we started off with, who have to do it every day. Well, this older preacher in the illustration I gave you was someone who had to work at it every day. You know, I knew of a man once who kept a piece of paper in his pocket, and he would take it out on occasion and he would write things. And then what I found out later was he was writing things that he knew that he needed to pray about or people that he needed to check on. And he knew he would forget. Even though he would hear it and want to do good, he would forget. So he would write it down. And then when he got home and he could go somewhere to be alone, to really focus, he would petition God on their behalf. And if there was some action he could take, he had a note written down so that he wouldn't forget. And I thought, what a wonderful idea. What a great thing to do to make sure that we are not forgetting as we can sometimes do and focusing and working on a daily basis. So I want to encourage you to make growing in the Lord a priority, to remind you that it's something that we all need to work on each day, just as an athlete might have to go out and work or to run or practice their skill. A Christian must also put forth the daily effort to continue to get better. So let's all pray. Let's all spend time in the Word of God and reach out and encourage one another every single day we can. We hope you have a good day. May God bless you.